Hey, Branches. It's Easter. It's March 31st, Sunday, and maybe you've been to church already this morning. Maybe you're making your way there right now. Maybe you're looking back on a full day of family and of celebration and of good food, I hope, and of reflection and celebration on this mystery, this wonder, this thing that God has done in Jesus, that he has risen, and he has risen indeed. Not only should we celebrate this thing that's happened, 2,000 years ago, that we continue to celebrate in this rhythm every year in the spring, but a smaller celebration, you did it. You read through Mark's gospel, and it's just been a great joy to read through it with you, to hear your questions and reflections by your email or in person or text messages, to wonder about this beautiful gospel of Mark. I, for a long time, said I was a John person, but after this, I think I might be a Mark person. There's so much to love here, and I can't wait to read it again and then to go back and look at my notes from this podcast and listen to myself if I can stand it over these several days of reading Mark together. Thank you for listening. As we've read it together, I want to read the resurrection story from Mark. It's unique. It's different than the others. Let's hear these words of good news and of expectation and of mystery and of a question mark at the end of Mark's gospel. Chapter 16, just 8 verses. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you'll see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, some of you are reading along in your Bible, or some of you have read Mark's gospel before, and you're like, wait. That's not how it ends. Look, I'm looking right now, and there's some more of Mark's gospel past verse 8. There might be in your Bible. There might be some helpful explanatory notes at the end of Mark's gospel for you in your Bible. There might be a footnote that says, "Other ancient authorities add," or "longer ending," or "shorter ending." I'm going to go with the most conservative, simplistic understanding, and I mean conservative with a small c, to say that we want to know what Mark wrote. And most manuscripts we have of Mark, and certainly the oldest manuscripts we have of Mark, end right there, that they didn't tell anybody because they were so amazed and afraid about what they had just experienced. Here's the good news, and if you've already heard my sermon from Sunday, you've already gotten a taste of this. Somebody told. We read it here in Mark's gospel. They didn't keep it secret. We didn't end at Mark's gospel that Jesus was laid in the tomb, and then who knows what happens next, and then come to find out later that some women heard that he'd been raised from the dead. They didn't tell anybody. No, somebody told. Somebody told about this experience, maybe Mary Magdalene, then reported it later. Maybe they were just afraid for the moment. Maybe one of them couldn't keep the secret. They eventually told somebody. They eventually went to Galilee. A couple of notes about this. I love, in some other translations, it's this man, this young man, who maybe is an angel or some other heavenly being representing Jesus here, at least reporting on his behalf, says, "Go tell his disciples and Peter," is what NRSV says here. Some translations say, "and also Peter." Some say, "and even Peter." Some say, "especially Peter." Why does Peter stand out here at the end of Mark's gospel? I think it points out a few different things, and, read it how you want, interpret it how you want, but is it even Peter because he denied Jesus? Well, the other disciples ran away too, so why would he point him out that way? Is it especially Peter because he has now this great work to do that we'll read about in Acts? Is it Peter because it's really important for him to know because Jesus is kind of extending this invitation back to him, like, "Hey, Peter, it's okay. Would you come back?" All of those, I think, are really beautiful readings of this. I also love this question they're wondering, who's going to roll away the stone? They know this tomb has been hewn out of stone and carved out of stone. Who's going to roll it away? And it's already been done. I think that's a great way for us to think about our spiritual lives and our own just kind of regular day-to-day lives, that we have these questions. Who's going to do this for us? Who's going to move the needle for us? How are we going to overcome this? The good news of the gospel is the thing that we really need, new life, spiritual life of transformation, a life of wholeness and completeness, of true happiness and joy, it's already been done. The stone's already been rolled away. The heaviness, the very thing that we fear the most, that is death, has already been done away with. We don't have to do any work. We don't have to roll away any stone. The stone has been rolled away. It's also probably helpful for you to know that when we see that they look up, it says, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man. But it says in verse 4, when they looked up, they saw that the stone, etc., etc. Some translations say it differently, but it is ambiguous in the Greek. Is it that they physically looked up, that they were looking down, maybe they were talking and they were looking at each other, and then they looked up and they noticed that the stone had been rolled away? Maybe, yes. I think that's a fair, kind of just easy, simple reading of the text. But it's the same word that's used for when a blind person in Mark is given sight. That is, when they looked up, that is, when they were given sight, when their sight was amplified, was upped, when they were able to see, when they were able to truly see what was going on. That's my prayer for us today, that we would truly see what's happened here, that we truly see what God has done for us in Jesus, just like the prayer we had a few days ago, that our eyes would be open, that we'd have clear vision for what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, that we would look up and look up all around us and see how the resurrection is happening everywhere, that God is still doing resurrection in the wake of what he's done in Jesus. And also this, my prayer for you, my compulsion to you, my imperative to you, my charge, my challenge to you and for me, is tell somebody. Are you going to go to Galilee like the angel commanded and tell what has happened? Tell them that Jesus has been raised, that he's not here, that his body's not there? Are you going to tell somebody this thing that has happened, that ultimately death is not the last thing, that Jesus has defeated death, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and it's culminating in this person, Jesus? Are you going to tell somebody? Because we have a great line of people, from apparently people who originally told no one, somebody let the secret out. Tell somebody. Maybe that's the question you need to ask yourself. Who am I going to tell this good news about Jesus? God, we see clearly now what you've done for us in Jesus. We thank you the ways that you've walked with us through reading Mark's gospel, through the story of your son, Jesus. We ask that you continue to draw us back to us, that we might learn more of who you are, that it's never exhausted, that your life that you're offering, the love that you want us to give to the world, is never over. Help us see that clearly, and help us share it with the world. Amen. Thank you for listening.